I decided that fighting the battle to get funds and all that sort of thing was not something I wished to continue doing, and so I retired. I did some consulting. I don't do much anymore, but mostly environmental work. To NOAA, I actually became a consultant to NOAA, consultant to the state of Alaska. I worked for the Department of Justice as a consultant. I worked for them between 1989 and 1991. I was on the Xcel Valdez case. It was very interesting because it was a period where the Exxon people were looking for consultants who could be powerful in a court case. And I was a consultant. I testified at many court cases. So, I mean, I thought that in part they were picking me up just to make sure the others didn't. I mean, I'm not going to accuse them of that, but I mean, it entered my mind, you understand. And anyway, I was called over and over again to fly to Alaska and participate in meetings and so on and so forth. And it was very interesting, and I was paid very well for this. But I must confess that it didn't have the sort of scientific aspects to it that I thought it might. They were preparing themselves for the possibility of a major court case where scientific testimony, as I have learned many times over, takes a great deal of strength to the people who've got consultants who the other side fears and the judge respects. They wanted me to be able to talk about the transmitting of petroleum hydrocarbons into mostly higher animals, and what was the threat? How dangerous was it to the species? How does one go about proving it scientifically? And who can we get to speak on the subject who is going to be believed and has the scientific credentials? I think more damage was done than was ever, I think, admitted. I remember I went with the Department of Justice lawyers and others into Prince William Sound. I know we were gone flying here and going in a boat there and going to the most wild places I'd never seen since I was in Kenya. And we had the captain take us to the shore. And the Department of Justice and the Alaska Fish and Game person wanted to see, well, it looks okay to me, you know, what's all this fuss about? And I said, all right, let's turn over a rock or two. And of course, when you did that, the oil, oh my God. I mean, it was, they thought they were going to a pristine area, and it was not pristine at all. It was severely polluted. There's no doubt that there was damage to various species. It's really not a question of whether they did any damage. It's a question of whether they found out, or at least got a decent estimate of what the damage was, and that's what they were aiming for. I mean, you can't say, well, we know 199 birds died here and 205 there. I mean, you can't do that. You've got to come up with some kind of assessment, and then it's always going to be argued that you're wrong. Out in the wild, there are huge annual and biannual fluctuations. You can have the population up here this year and 6 months later down here and up here. So, I mean, if I were defending Exxon, which I wouldn't do, I might say, but and they wouldn't want me to, I don't think, I would point that out. But look, they're saying that you've damaged the environment. But look, these birds that they say are being killed by natural resources and with wide and huge fluctuations over time. So how do you know that it wasn't just an annual fluctuation, not the oil that you claim it was, you see? So these are real problems. It's not a laboratory that you have on land. It is an environment where fluctuations annually, biannually, due to this, due to that, due to storms, due to food supply, they are enormous, or can be enormous. And so you're up the creek a bit. And the advantage, really, in a legal action can often fall with the so-called perpetrator of the pollution for that reason. I mean, they may be guilty as the dickens, But the ability to prove it to a court or a judge is very tough. Now, you may be able to do it by getting renowned experts, and they sit there and say, oh, well, I think that on balance it's such and such, and the judge believes it, or the jury believes it. But it's a very ticklish and difficult problem. I know I've testified at many trials, and that's a story in itself, but I mean, it's tough. A lot depends on such things as whether the judge likes the expert or not. I testified at a case in Canada against, I think it was the Sun Oil of Canada versus the province of something or another. The judge, he just liked everything I said. As far as, he always, go to the blackboard, Dr. Maylands, and show us, you know. And they were just, they hated that. They lost the case, incidentally. And when the judge wrote it all up, he said he believed pretty much what Dr. Maylands said about it. And I thought they set a hitman on me or something. But so, you know, I've had that happen elsewhere. Judges like to feel that they've got a sort of a doctor in the house who can tell them what they need to know to handle the case.